on it after a first like that?
Well, I think the first 10 minutes we were a little bit starstruck or just paralyzed, just trying to make the perfect play. We weren't moving our feet. We're overthinking, and ultimately we're just defending, and they were making plays, and they really took it to us in the first 10 minutes. And then, you know, got a little bit better, but in the second period, I think we started skating, simplifying our game, and just playing hockey, and it was much better after that.
In hindsight, should Stuart Skinner have been subjected to playing behind that lineup against this team?
No, it's not. Wasn't fair for him. Very difficult. And before, we had a plan on how much of the game he was going to play. And, you know, the chances that he saw wasn't a very structured game. The chances weren't just point-blank chances. Very difficult for the goalie. And, yeah, not easy for him.
Yeah, were you, just so we're clear, did you have a plan to, I assume he was going to play the whole 60 minutes if things went well, or did you not have that plan?
Yeah, we talked about it, but it wasn't set what we were going to do. But we had some cases on how long we wanted him there, and we're going to just play him by ear.
Right. The fact that your team put it together in the last two periods and, you know, matched them, played fairly even up for the last 40 minutes, does it make this game, you know, almost a little bit irrelevant, as opposed to if it would have stayed the way it was in the first period, it might have left a bit of a mark?
Oh, and anytime you beat up, it leaves a mark. But I think it was a good experience for our, you know, second, third, fourth line guys who got more ice time, more, it was almost, they were playing really well. And for us to play with that intensity, that speed, and it was a good test for those guys to get ready for the playoffs, because I think Colorado was treating it as a precursor to the playoffs and wanting their team to get ready. And obviously we use that as not our top guys to get ready for the playoffs, but other guys. And I thought at the end of the game when we juggled the lines, the second and third period, I thought they played pretty well.
Okay, last one for me. You play 82 games, and you don't even get to find out who you play in the first round until another hour passes. Your thoughts on the unknown? You still don't know who you're going to play.
Well, 4 minutes left in the Vegas game, we'll find out. So we'll find out probably right after I'm done this interview.
Okay. LA's got to win.
That's true. But I heard, yeah, no, I won't say anything there.
Thanks. Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.